98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Tuesday afternoon. Delighted to welcome to the studio a band who hails from Tarrytown. You can catch them all 3 days at Falcon Ridge Folk Fest in Goshen, Connecticut, going on the 25th through the 27th of July. Please welcome the Kennedys. KZE, delighted to welcome the Kennedys to the studio today. You can catch them at Falcon Ridge Folk Fest on the 25th through the 27th of this month. And I do mean all of those days. That sounds like a marathon.
Yeah, that's what I love about Falcon Ridge. Once you get there, it's like a whole village.
Yeah.
And you're just part of the scene.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, once we get there, we're there to play. So
yeah.
We just keep on playing.
I'm excited to be talking to some Falcon Ridge regulars because I hear such wonderful things about the festival that it's a place that artists will go out of their way to come back and play. What is it that makes it so special?
You know, when our very first record came out 30 years ago, January of 1995, Ann Saunders put us on the festival stage that very first year.
Yeah.
It was our first festival.
Yeah.
And we immediately felt like we were among kindred spirits. And we've played, I don't know, at least 15, 20 times in the past 30 years.
They're actually kids who were babies when we first played, who are like grown-ups. They're playing now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
their acts are playing at the festival. It's kind of like a tribal gathering, you know?
Yeah.
It's not so much about just the performance, but about the whole the whole vibe.
So you've, I imagine, been through a few of the different venues that the festival, the sites that the festival has moved through.
Yes, yeah. This is the third venue we've played at. I think there was one even before the Dodds Farm days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of the people on the bill this year are people who have been to all three, you know, that go way back, like Katrina and Narissa Nields and Lucy Kaplansky, Patty Larkin is on the bill. So it's kind of like a homecoming for all of us, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of artists that we love here at KZE. It's just, it's such a cool assortment of styles and you know, just amazing musicianship all around.
Well, yeah, but style-wise, they have, you know, it's not just folk music. There's Cajun, and there's going to be swing. There's a barn dance that the Slambovians play on Friday night that's always a hoot.
And I think it's real songwriting, which, so I can see why it's like the artists that you play on the station. You know, it's very songwriting oriented, and so that could cross over a lot of different styles.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was actually, I had the chance to chat with Anne a little bit over the phone earlier this month, I think. And you know, we were saying how, like, every great festival, you know, there's your Newport folk and your New Orleans jazz, and they all end up branching out from mm-hmm. that original kind of vision. So it's no surprise, and it's not like out of the realm of what Falcon Ridge folk is all about to have different styles like that.
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
It's always been diverse musically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was very excited about the barn dance. Do you guys participate? Do you you go and get your boogie on?
Well, yeah, we do. We the Slambovians are friends of ours, so there's always a point where we get up on stage with them and do a little jamming. But it's a scene, man. I mean, it's something you don't want to miss.
Yeah, the dance tent is just it's amazing. I think some people go just for the dance tent every year, and there are people who only see each other at the festival, but it's like a reunion for them.
And the dance, I mean, that dance stage has all kinds of music all weekend long. So you'll have like square dancing kind of stuff and
swing dancing
and all that.
Yeah. Cajun.
Yeah, that's its own scene. Like you said, people will camp out at that stage. Or they'll camp out, the workshop stages are really cool too, because that's where a lot of collaboration happens. And what I like about that is whenever there's a workshop, it's always maybe three or four different artists, and they're only going to be together that one time, collaborating that in that one arrangement with just those songs. And so it's always like
lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of things are only going to happen once.
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds like, I mean, you guys are obviously working musicians. Is this a gig you look forward to all year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a high point for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm chatting with the Kennedys today in the studio. Falcon Ridge Folk Fest is coming up the 25th through the 27th of July at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, right next to where I grew up in Litchfield, actually.
Oh,
so very familiar
with
the old Goshen Fairgrounds. I've been on many a sketchy carnival ride over there. Would you guys grace us with another song?
Sure. What do you want to do, Pete?
Can I do the Pete?
Yeah, well, I don't know if we mentioned one of the workshops this year, because, you know, we just lost Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
And so Anne got the great idea to do a Brian Wilson / Beach Boys tribute. And so Pete has organized all the folks on it. It's going to be great, because there's going to be everyone on stage is going to sing, you know. But we'll give you a little taste of how about that, of a Beach Boys song.
I'd love it.
We're
going to
do. Ready?
Yeah. Two, three, four.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to. Everything will turn out alright. Don't worry, baby. Baby, ooh. I guess I should have kept my mouth shut when I start to brag about my car. But I can't back down now, because I pushed the other guys too far.
98.1 KZE. We're live in studio with the Kennedys, who you can see all 3 days at Falcon Ridge Folk Fest in Goshen, Connecticut, the 25th through the 27th. I know Loudon Wainwright's going to be there this year. Have you met Loudon before?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, yep. It's just, I don't know. It's just it's not like a star type of vibe at all there. Yeah. Everybody hangs out, and, you know, the backstage is always just a total vibe.
Yeah.
It's great for the performers, and it's great for the audience, too.
Now, so we've talked a lot about kind of what a tradition Falcon Ridge is for a lot of folks returning year after year. For anybody out there listening who's never been and is curious to go for the first time, but is like, what if it's like a closed circle that I can't get into? Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to folks?
Well, I will say it's probably one of the most family-friendly festivals. They're, like Pete said, they're kids that grew up there. Mm-hmm. And there's camping. You don't have to camp. But the camping is pretty cool because there are whole mini villages within the big village of Falcon Ridge.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks bring instruments who are camping. They're not the performers, but they're playing on the hill all night long.
Yeah.
I mean, and some of those campers have serious, they've got like,
chops.
Solar showers up there and stuff.
I thought you were talking about the musicianship, but you're talking about the camping hookup.
Oh, they got chops too. Yeah, they got chops up. In fact, one year we played, we had put together a short-lived band called The Strangelings, and we went up to what was called the Big Orange Tarp, where a lot of the campers were just jamming.
Yeah.
And there was an 18-year-old kid on fiddle up there. And we jammed with two of the two girls, the twins, Chris and Meredith Thompson, who were in the band that we were about to go on with later that day. Mm. And this kid was playing fiddle so well that we asked him to join us on the main stage. And
awesome.
He became a regular member of the band. So yeah, chops. There's chops on that.
I think for people who have never been there, it's totally welcoming.
Yeah.
That's the thing. As soon as you walk onto the site, you're just like, you feel like you're at home, even if it's your first time there. I know we felt that way. First time there.
Eric is
not intimidating.
No. There's no intimidation there.
The only hard part is you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
On Sunday at the end.
Plus, I have a very simple diet when I go there. I always find the booth that sells the tempeh Reubens. They're so good.
Yeah, there's also that too.
Festival
there's vendors.
Food,
festival food, festival clothes. You know,
there's crafts and kind of a midway of really cool vendors.
Yeah.
Too, so.
There was one year that, you know, every now and then, like Anne changes up the booking. There's a lot of favorites that come back, but some years we're off. And one year we were off and we were kind of like, oh, how can we get through the summer without being at Falcon? So we decided that January to go around thrift shopping and we bought up a bunch of vintage clothes and had a thrift shopping booth
festival. Yeah.
so we were vendors that year.
Yeah. So that shows you right there. That's commitment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just any event inspires that kind of commitment. Falcon Ridge Folk Fest is the 25th through the 27th of July in Goshen, Connecticut, very, very nearby, just over the hill, really, so to speak. And the fairgrounds are, you know, beautiful, big, open, flat, very easy to walk around.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's covered spaces, too. I mean, some of the other sites didn't have indoor spaces, but if it's going to rain or whatever, or if it's too hot, people can just duck inside.
Yeah, but many pavilions.
Yeah. FalconRidgeFolk.com is their web address if you want to check out the lineup and the tickets and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Live with the Kennedys. Do you guys have one more for us?
Yeah. You want to do headwinds?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do...
Is that... Capo 1.
Oh, it's 1. Thanks, Pete. Prevent a train wreck there. This is a title track from our most recent album, and it's called Headwinds.
It's been a comfortable ride with you by my side, and nothing to upset our home. We took the good with the bad. We knew we had a good thing going. Time has a way, and there's a price you must pay to travel this road alone. And headwinds make it hard to get back home. The restless miss without your touch. And I regret that day I threw it all away. And I miss you oh so much. And if I knew how, I'd undo it somehow. Till then I'm condemned to roam. These headwinds make it hard to get back home. The restless breeze made the living seem so easy. But headwinds make it hard to get back home. The restless
...98.1 KZE. We've been live in studio with the Kennedys Falcon Ridge Folk Fest, taking place the 25th through 27th of this month at Goshen, Connecticut. That was falconridgefolk.com?
Falconridgefolk.com.
And where can we find your music and all your good stuff?
Kennedysmusic.com.
Kennedysmusic.com. Thank you guys so much. This has been a delight.
MK, thank you.
MK to MK.
to PK.
MK. We're a clan. Thank you so much.
We've got your community bulletin board now. ALO up next, 98.1 KZE.